Reverend Edward Pinckney. I live in Benton Harbor, Michigan. And I'm here today to let everybody know that we have a major problem in the city of Benton Harbor. By the evil empire. But I want the world to know that we have to stop them. One of the things that happened is that Whirlpool controls the city of Benton Harbor government. We had a recall election in February. The recall election was successful. The person that was recalled was a member of Whirlpool, paid by Whirlpool, our city government. Whirlpool did not like the result, so they went to the Benton County Courthouse and declared that there was fraud. In return, the judge came back and set aside the election, stating that there was fraud in the election. There was only 5 tainted votes. In every election, we know that there are going to be tainted votes. In this case, there was a measly 5 tainted votes, only 5 votes. But the judge set aside the election. We knew they was lying all along. But our thing is just that we have to beat them down in court. We can't just beat the judge. We gotta beat the judge, the jury, and the prosecutor. That's how we have to do it. Well, the long-term effect that Whirlpool will be taking over the city of Benton Harbor. Right now, they own 90% of the land in Benton Harbor. Benton Harbor has lakefront property, very, very expensive property. It's sitting right on the Lake Michigan. And this is the land that Whirlpool owns. They own 90% of this lakefront property. They own 90% of Benton Harbor. And what we want to do, we want to stop them now before they take over the whole city completely. One of the things that came about is BANCO, the Black Economy Networking Organization. We have stood up and fought for these people, the people who would not fight for themselves. One of the things that Whirlpool have done, they have beat them down. They have beat them on every turn. They had jobs there. Whirlpool had factory jobs. That's free. They took the jobs out of Benton Harbor and sent them down to Oklahoma City, where they built a new factory. They sent them over to Germany. Whirlpool sent all the jobs that was in Benton Harbor out of Benton Harbor, and it had created a problem. They know what they're doing. They want to drive the people that live in Benton Harbor out of the city. And they're in the process right now of building $400,000 home right in the city of Benton Harbor. They know that we will not be able to afford that because we don't have a job. So this is one of the reasons why we want Whirlpool to leave our city. My trial date is set for March 14th. At that time, at 8:30 in the morning, I will be going on trial for being in possession of 4 absentee ballots and paying people $5 to vote, which is almost unheard of. But my legal fees will be well over $40,000. And what we're doing now, we need people to send donations if possible. We need them as soon as possible.
You can do that through that website.
You can do it through the website, or you can call me or send it. You can send it to BANCO, 1940 Union Street, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022.
Years down the road, what picture would you love to see there?
I would love to see jobs coming in. I would love to see not only manufacturing jobs, but I would like to see electronic jobs. I would like to see people coming in learning more about the computer. I'd like to see the school system improve. I'd like to see little things like that would help people not only today, but tomorrow also.
where can folks go for more information? Websites or newspapers?
You can go to BANCO website, BANCO 9342 at sbcglobal.net, or you can call Reverend Pinkney at 269-925-0001.
I wish you all the best with your situation, and I hope everything goes in a more positive direction than Harbor.
And it will. I'm guaranteeing that.
Thank you. So welcome back. We've been talking about challenges, and I want to talk about, I talked about first about how we can relate to them, how we can relate to challenges we have.
Tutoring and mentoring, and who I love so dearly. At any rate, they allowed the worst of the worst to happen to us, and then they lured us to so-called evacuation points. Evacuation point in at Algiers Point on the West Bank. There were U.S. Coast Guard officers with high-powered weapons, war weapons, machine guns, M16s. There were Army soldiers with high-powered weapons. When we arrived, they told us that they would take us to a shelter. They would take us to safety. We could get food, water, and we could have some type of life while our city was in recovery. They lied.
Café, oh, mama boy, embe se café, oh.
police threatened to shoot my younger brother because he asked them for help. For the elders, they had life-threatening medical situations. They were out of medicine for days. And they told my brother, nigga, if you don't get out, I will blankety-blanket face, we will blow your brains out. They started to reach for their guns, and my brother walked away. And one said, I started to shoot that nigga. The other one said, you should have shot him. Thank you. like no one knew where we were. There was no help for us. Salvation Army came, they had ice chests with ice. I watched women beg them for one ice cube to cool their babies off, and they wouldn't give it. Garbage dump for us to live on and sleep on. They refused to give us garbage bags to clean up the debris from the water containers and the military gook. Some people had been in there 4 days when we got there. By day four, we were one sunrise away from being consumed by maggots and flies. Thank you. got tired of us asking them, when were we going to get out? They got tired of us complaining about being detained. So they sent for two truckloads full of canine dogs and left the door open. The conditions were horrible. They wanted us to rebel so they could kill us all. Thank you. ride them out. I had some white people call me and say, yeah, I was at Causeway, but I came in on a Wednesday and I was gone by Thursday. And we were in there 4 days. Every day the crowd got darker and darker until it was mostly people of color. Thank you. mean, I don't even know them, but, you know, they say the next bus that comes, we're going to force our way onto this bus and we're going to go and get help. And they did. But in about 2 hours, they were right back and we were shocked. We're going like, why did you come back here? They said that bus took them to a concentration camp that was worse than the one that we were in. Outdoors, somewhere in the city of Baton Rouge, was a concentration camp, I hear, was worse than Causeway. Parked their vehicles on the bridge and they would look down on us, you understand, and scuffling, trying to get the best story, sucking the blood of the sufferers to make a living. They would not ride a pregnant woman, nor sick child, nor elder. People asked them to ride us out, get us out of here. They would not do it, so they were complicit in our oppression. Oh, of Haiti more than 200 years ago now had a revolution, defeating the most powerful army of its day, Napoleon's army, and they have paid a price ever since. But what all of us must remember is that it was the Haitian Revolution that gave refuge to Bolivar. After which the Bolivarian Revolution of Venezuela is so now named. It was the Haitian Revolution that made the way for the Louisiana Purchase that forced the French out of the region. So New Orleans and all that whole territory of the United States came as a result of the Haitian Revolution. That made the way for the emancipation, not of slaves, but of those of us who were enslaved throughout the Caribbean region and right here in the United States. And today, it seems as though they have to fight their revolution all over again. The colonial powers have never forgiven Haiti for defeating Napoleon's army. Haiti has had to be set up as the example of what you're not supposed to do if you're enslaved. But every day I marvel at the resilience of the Haitian people. That even after... ...at gunpoint by the Bush administration of President Aristide, even after all of the slaughters that go in day in and day out now by the UN forces in Haiti, yet tens of thousands of people emerge from their homes to say no and to say that we want democracy back in our country. We want our democratically elected president back. Bolivar Ramirez.
Nous avons des fait dans le pays du Venezuela, il n'est pas différent non plus avec ce qu'on a fait dans le pays d'Haïti. The revolution taking place in Venezuela is no different than what's going on in Haiti today. Telle différence, Venezuela a un leader qui est sous place, Haïti a un leader qui est dehors. The only difference is that in Venezuela, you have a leader who's on site, who's in his country, conducting the movement, and in Haiti, the leader is out of the country. Ce qui est plus important pour le peuple qui a bâti sur toute terre, c'est d'identifier les outils qui n'ont pas d'ennemis qui font pas cela. One of the things that the people who are struggling for freedom and justice is important for us to do is to identify the tools that the enemy has in his hands. L'autorité servie avec foutu l'armée, avec gros armes, fin de fois pour tuer tout le peuple qui a bâti. In years gone, long ago, they used to, not so long ago, years past, they used to use the army and to kill off people who are in the struggle. Jeudi, ils ont utilisé une autre arme qui est plus puissante, qui est aussi plus puissante, plus perfectionnée, ces armes la parole là. And today, they know how to use words in order to achieve their aims. Pour leur deuxième arme encore, c'est dans l'économie. Another weapon that they use to their advantage is the economy. And today, people who are struggling have a choice to make. C'est pour nous imposer sur toute terre la parole qui passe dans la classe oligarchie pour petit nous, pour famille nous, pas attendre. We have to be very careful with our children, what they are exposed to. Transmitting communication to our people, to our communities.
Bye. And one of the things that is very important is that we have to put our own economic structure into place. One of the things that I was engaged in as a peasant leader in the peasant movement is to have a different and alternative model of our own economy so that we wouldn't go to the enemy to beg them or to ask them for their money. And we can take the example of women. When women do all the work in the household, but they don't even count that in a capitalist system. And the more the sisters can organize and pull their resources together and their strength together, there will be a formidable army that will pretty much defeat the kind of armies that the Haitians defeated the army of Napoleon. It will be a reenactment of that great fiction. I just want to tell you that there are only 5% of the population in the world control 95% of the world's resources.
Il y a 95% de monde qui a maintenant 5% de richesse mondiale.
Of people who have only 5% of the wealth.
Yeah.
These people, these 95% is us.
C'est pas nous mêmes seulement qui ont commencé la France. C'est pas nous mêmes seulement qui ont commencé la France.
It's.
Mounsa yo kap goumen nan 5% richesse mondiale, qui c'est 95%, nous la dans tout.
We are part of this 95, we form this 95% of the people.
Mais il y a l'autre monde sur toute terre qui a pour la France qui a passé, c'est le monde qui parle en rien, il y a bataille.
And what we are seeing taking place in France right now is very much what I'm talking about. The people in France.
Mama,
the people who need food demand to have their food. The people who need healthcare demand to have healthcare.
Si Jésus-Christ cité à Jodi à Chimel d'Abier tout parce que il pas d'accord pour nous à manger et l'autre monde pas manger.
If Jesus was alive today, he would be a Chimel too because he would not agree. People who are fighting all over the world for justice.
for some love and peace and a harmony. I could dance in the raw, in the sun, underneath the stars. When I walk over to my money tree, ain't nobody there trying to take from me. When they ask, are you truly free? I'd say yes, truly. But down here in reality, everybody knows there ain't no such thing. And it's clear, it's obviously, this is not the place I'm supposed to be.